Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have Brooks Palmer, who is the author of Clutter Busting Your Life. What is wrong with me? I'm sorry. Clutter Busting Your Life. And he's going to be here today sharing some tips on how to clear physical and emotional clutter from your lives. And why would you like to do that? Because it's a way to reconnect with yourself and others. So we're going to talk about all of that. Welcome, Brooks. Thank you for your correction. Clutter Busting Your Life is the correct title of your book.
You're welcome, CJ. I like cluster busting. I think that's a pretty good title too.
So I like how you define clutter in the beginning of your book. Share with the listeners how you define clutter.
Sure. Clutter is anything in your life that's no longer serving you. So maybe at one point it was a really big part of your life. It really nourished you or took care of you in some way. And it isn't now. Or maybe it never took care of you and you wanted it to, but it just never happened. So it's really noticing, finding that clutter, and then, you know, letting it go.
Yeah, and what I really like when in the book that the way that you extended it is it's beyond just, you know, the pair of shoes that I bought that never really fit, but I just love, so I bought anyways, which I definitely would traditionally define as clutter or a mistake purchase. But that clutter also can include relationships that you have, either the way you're relating to yourself or with other people. Or even people themselves can be clutter. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah, that's why I like to use the word anything, because it could be. I mean, we're used to thinking, well, those big pile of stuff on my counter is clutter. But, you know, I don't really care if something's a mess or if it's, you know, strewn about. If it's part of your life, that's fine. It's really this stuff that isn't anymore that I notice when that stuff goes, people feel so much better. Mm-hmm. There's something about clutter that makes people tired and kind of like stagnant and chaotic.
Mm. So what do you think it is that when it's gone, in fact, you assume that those things, the opposite occur. When clutter is gone, you feel more energetic, less stuck, and less, I guess, calm would be the opposite of chaotic.
Well, yeah,
is that the upside?
Sure. Yeah, because there's something about things that aren't being used that creates a sluggishness in it in a person's home or in their life. And it's there's something about when that thing goes that increases the vitality in a person's life. And that vitality makes us feel good and happy. And that sluggishness, you know, we can get used to it too. We can get used to the stagnant feeling. And things also turn to clutter over time. So it's not really apparent right away when something's cluttered. So, you know, it has a way of slowly becoming that thing. And then, you know, you don't feel good. You're not sure why. But then, you know, when I work with people and they start to let these things go, there's this immediate feeling of freedom. And I figure that's a decent feeling to go after.
No. I think we care about freedom here. So one of the things that's interesting about your book is that, and I was talking to you about this earlier when we had a phone conversation, is I've coached a bunch of people, and I don't coach them on their clutter, but I never thought about clutter being the root cause of clutter being an emotional issue. And that your book brought up all sorts of things I didn't realize. How did you discover that it was kind of an emotional issue?
Well, I discovered that by asking people. I'd say, like, you know, what about this? I remember this client, she had a wedding dress in the back of her closet. So I said, what about this? She goes, well, it's my wedding dress. And I go, well, are you going to use it again? She goes, no. And I go, well, can we let it go? She goes, I can't. And I said, why? She goes, I don't know. Can we just move on to something else? So there was something going on emotionally inside of her that was making her hang on to something that she wasn't going to use anymore. She was now divorced. And so it was a source of pain. At the same time, she was hanging on to it. And so there's this emotional hold that's often around pieces of clutter that makes us not want to look at it, not want to consider letting it go, or not wanting to toss it, even though we know it's not part of our life. So I found that, you know, asking really simple and kind and direct questions helps people bypass that emotional hold. And oftentimes it's just like, you know, do you still love this? Is this something you wear or something you use?
Wow.
Do you like this? Would you, if you were in a store today, would you buy this? And, you know, there's something about it that opens a person up to like, well, not really.
Well, because what I'm imagining when you're having that conversation, she's thinking about her ex-husband. Do you still love this? Do you still want this? Do you, you know, it's like, yeah. But it's really the dress. But in some ways, the dress was transferred into her husband. You know what I mean?
That's what happened for her. I mean, she was like, well, what about my daughters? You know, if they get married, they might want to wear it, you know? And I said, well, wouldn't it be nice for them to have their own dress and something without a legacy with a pain behind it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I asked her, you know, more deeper questions. But eventually she just saw like, you know, it's just not worth having this around. She saw the pain that it was causing. And oftentimes we overlook that pain, you know, because it is painful. Like, why, you know, why would we want to look at it? But it's worth noticing and going, wow, this hurts. It hurts me emotionally. And that's a significant pain. And perhaps I'd feel better, you know. And she did. She let it go.
And that's hard. When in your book you talk about, you know, and I have actually really, your book really made me contemplate a couple of the items that I got from my grandma that I just can't get rid of. Because I think, well, if I get rid of it, then I'm getting rid of my grandma.
Yeah, getting rid of it. And that's very powerful. And you're not alone. A lot of my clients have stuff from relatives who passed away. And they don't care for the item oftentimes.
Right.
It's just like, do you like this? No. Can you let it go? I can't. You know, like my father gave it to me. I got it from my grandmother. And so there's this feeling of like, I'm holding on to something, but I'm holding on to them.
Right. Yeah. I'm throwing away my grandma in a garbage can, right? Like I really want to do that.
Yeah. And I get it. Sure. Of course. It's like they miss the person. But what I discovered is when I saw people go through this and then they realize like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to hang on to it anymore. They become closer to that person who passed away because they no longer have to go to that object to get the reminder. It's like that person goes into their heart rather than in the object. And it's a much more immediate feeling because you're not going to forget a significant person in your life, you know?
Right.
But it's you become closer to them when you let that touchstone that you don't care about. I mean, if you liked it, sure. If you like it being around, but if you don't, I'd encourage people to consider letting it go.
Yeah, and I love the idea because the memory of my grandmother will always be in my memories. And so whether I have this silver teapot or not,
yeah.
You know, I mean, which is really not, I don't dine and have people over for tea ever. So sure. Maybe that's my deficiency, but I really would be happy to not have it anymore. But I think it's good to realize that I will have my grandmother in my heart all the time and I don't necessarily need her teapot in my life.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it's like, and without making yourself feel badly about it or, oh, I'm wrong for having this. I never think anybody's wrong for having clutter. It's just, it seemed like the right idea at the time.
Yeah.
But upon a second look, it maybe has lost some of its shine.
Well, I love, there are so many wonderful stories in your book, folks. Brooke's book is Clutter Busting Your Life. And there are so many more emotions that we didn't talk about that clutter represents. And I think it was really enlightening to me as a coach to read that book. And so thank you for that book. We're actually going to be talking about the Clutter Buster What is wrong with clutter bustering process when we get back? And Seattle folks, make sure to meet Brooks on Friday, June 8th. To get details, you can go to the eastwestbookshop.com. He's going to be presenting there at 7 o'clock, I think, on Friday, June 8th, and then also in Seattle on June 9th at 7 p.m. at the Third Place Bookstore. Is that right? Did I get the times and dates?
7:30 at East West.
7:30,
and,
excuse me.
Yeah, and 7 o'clock at Third Place. You had that.
Excellent. Okay. So if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go to firedupwithcj.com and subscribe to our newsletter or find us on iTunes. Up next, we're going to be talking about the process of cleaning up the clutter in your house. We'll be right back.
Cleaning clutter up in the kitchen.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show. Hopefully you enjoyed my cleaning song and my ode to Brooks Palmer.
You were singing that, CJ. It's incredible.
Yeah, that was actually so funny. I was actually singing that in between the breaks just to get everyone inspired about cleaning up their clutter. So welcome back. We have Brooks Palmer, author of Clutter Busting Your Life, and we're here to hear your process. So I love the fact that you walk into people's houses and just help them with this stuff. I wish you lived in Seattle and you could just, can you just do a little tape recording of your voice? Like, do you need that? Are you really going to use that? I think that's all I need. So I just keep on playing it over and over again.
Yeah. Just take the recording. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Okay. All right. So give us you actually in your book, there's a chapter that kind of is a quick recap of some of the ideas you have in your first book. Oh, tell us the name of the title of your first book again, too.
It's called Clutter Busting, Letting Go of What's Holding You Back.
Okay. And I assume that I haven't had that chance to read that book, but as I understand it, it's a whole bunch of ideas on how to clean out various clutter in your house. Is that right?
In your house and in your mind. And in your life, too.
Okay, cool. So tell us, what is the process? What are the three easy steps we can take or more?
Well, the best step you can take is starting. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people to start. And once they start, it becomes much simpler. You know, like you said in your ad, it's like it just takes a spark to start a fire. But that spark is the start. And it's really hard for people because they're overwhelmed. It's daunting to go and have to consider a bunch of decisions because that's what clutter busting is. It's like you have to look at things and decide, you know. So we get overwhelmed when there's too much going on. We do much better with simple tasks. I mean, we think we can multitask, but we're not really that good at it. So when I work with people, I pick one small area to work on. And it's usually the area that they don't want to work on. You know, because I can help them through that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's just, you know, sitting down on the floor with them and holding up one thing at a time to consider and, you know, holding it up and say, do you still like this or not? Is this important to you in your life right now? Is it nourishing you or do you love it? Or can we let it go? And by keeping it really simple on those levels, like yes or no, people think much more clearly, you know, rather than, well, tell me about this thing. What do you, you know?
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. But by breaking it down to that level, people function, they're functioning much better. Right. They're not considering everything in their house and going, oh my God, I got to do something.
Right.
There's too much stuff here. So one thing at a time, it becomes much simpler. And then once they've decided, it's like, no, I don't want that anymore. It goes in recycling bag or trash bag or charity bag, and then the next item, you know, and then maybe the next item is something they got to finish, like they have to make a phone call or fill out a piece of paper and send it out, and I'll have them do that because sometimes unfinished texts are clutter, you know. And then on to the next item, and that usually what happens is after about a half hour, people get it, like it kicks in for them and they start doing it on their own, and occasionally I'll help them. I'll chime in. Or if they got something that's really difficult, I'll help them through it, you know. And then I'm encouraging them too. So it's really that starting. And that's why I wrote the books, is this positive encouragement to get people to go, all right, I'm going to start doing this. Because it's an intuitive process. And there's a momentum that kicks in once you start that supports you that isn't there beforehand when you're thinking about it. Or you've been thinking about it for months. Which is very exhausting, you know. So.
Yeah, interesting. And you said that most of the times, it's a bunch of delayed decisions. So is it the emotional stuff is when the other stuff they said that most of the time they'll go in 30 minutes and start going on autopilot, but that they hit a roadblock, or the roadblocks usually the ones like the wedding dress one, that example that you gave us in the previous segment.
The wedding dress, or like, I can't get rid of this. I don't like it anymore, but I can't get rid of it. Why? Because it costs me a lot of money. I don't want to let it go. But you don't like it though, right? No. So I'll just say like, well, your peace of mind is more valuable than whatever this thing costs you.
And I love that.
Yeah. And its presence is really bothering you. Yeah, I can see it in your face. So I often report back. Like they're holding something and I'll go, you look really tired when you're holding that. And also too, sometimes people will defend an item rather than just say yes or no. They'll go, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just, I think I need this for, and then a lot of excuses come in. Mm-hmm. And that tends to be clutter too.
So someone's like, I think, well, maybe it's like clutter put in the
Well, you know, so-and-so gave this to me or I got it. It was a, you know, like I inherited it or I got this book and it's supposed to be really good. But, you know, I'm not reading it and I've had it for 3 years, but it's supposed to be really good. Everybody says I should read it, you know, or someone buys something and like scrapbooking stuff. I had this client, she bought a bunch of it, but she hadn't used it for 3 years, you know, and she really wanted to use it and she had a lot of it, but she wasn't using it. So I just said, well, it looks to me like you don't want to use it. I mean, you're not actually using it. And so a lot of times it's looking at how you actually live your life versus how you think you should live your life or you want to.
Yeah.
And so there's this thing, and you know, it's just sitting there for 3 years. It was sitting there, and every day she saw it and she felt guilty because she wasn't using it. And she felt like badly that she wasn't using it. And she wanted to use it, and there was this, it made her frustrated. So that certainly wasn't serving her.
Yeah.
And so it's like looking at it that honestly and going, I'm not actually using this. And the funny thing is, it's usually like 60 to 70% of people's stuff is clutter. And they're so surprised at how many things, like I had this one client, she had all these clothes and there were so many clothes she couldn't pull them out of the closet because they were jam-packed, you know. Mm. I said, well, let's go through this. She goes, I did it a few days ago. I got rid of two things. I said, well, let's try it with me, you know. She got rid of about 70% of it.
Wow.
And 10 huge bags went to charity of clothing, but you know, she took a really honest look and she was surprised. And I never said, you have to get rid of this. It's like, do you still like this or not? And she answered honestly, you know.
Seriously, I do think people should just listen to this episode and just have it on their podcast and just keep on playing your questions over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like just having a rational person be like, seriously, do you really? I mean, and you do it in such a zen. What I love about it and that comes across in the book is you do it in such a beautiful zen kind of way.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.